This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 9th. God's word for you today is generous grace. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. And it says, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." I want you to think about your life. Who is the stingiest person that you know? How much do people like to hang around that person? The truth is that no one likes stingy people. However, the challenge of our time, because of the economic challenges in the world, is a lot of people are under pressure to hold back and not be generous. People feel they cannot afford to be generous, and they need to hold what they have. But God still expects you and I to live a life of generosity, because generosity flows from the heart of gratitude. Gratitude is at the heart of generosity. Colossians 2 verse 7 says, "Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done." God actually wants our lives to overflow with thanksgiving. Our anchor question for the next few days is, what will your life look like if it overflows with thanksgiving? What will your life look like if it overflows with gratitude? Think about it. I am sure it will be pleasant and people will want to do life with you. Plus, you will have what is called the right vibes. With that question at the back of our minds, we're going to answer the question in three sections. To really answer the question, we need to break down the answer into three sections. So, what does it look like for your life to overflow with thanksgiving? The first thing is grace has to come in. When grace flows in, that is the beginning of your life overflowing with thanksgiving. Ephesians 1 verse 6 to 7 says, "And it brings praise to God because of his wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely in Christ, the one he loves. In Christ, we are set free by the blood of his death. And so we have forgiveness of sins." How rich is God's grace? Sometimes we throw the word grace around, causing us to lose its meaning, magnitude, and majesty. What is grace? Grace is twofold. Our primary definition is grace is a gift. However, grace is both getting a gift we do not deserve and not getting the treatment that we deserve. So, I pray that the grace of God will flood your life and your family in the name of Jesus. When you get things you do not deserve, that is favor and that is grace. And when we do not get the things we deserve, that is mercy and that is grace. So, when you combine favor and mercy, you get grace. Grace is getting a gift we do not deserve and not getting the treatment that we deserve. Let us pray. Father, may I never treat the grace of God as meaningless in my life, and may my life overflow with joy and thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.